Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning here on the 19th of March, 2019. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring community and compassion. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. So good morning, everybody. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, sir.
So, you know what? Sue McClain
is awesome.
Is like a fine Swiss watch. She can always be counted on. You remember the days it snowed so badly here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first day when people are just stuck. They can't move.
The roads
are like this. I'm having to drive backwards down Placer because I can't get the car turned around. My truck is trapped by a fallen tree. And Sue drives in that morning in something like a little Toyota. And gets through all of that. She's here in the morning. She goes, no, it's no big thing. I mean, where do you find people like that? People like her and you and Bob and Jared, you know, Diane, Jennifer.
I think to be good at this job, you need to be very faithful and very rhythmic in your thinking.
I think so. And people, you know what? And we have people here that stay here a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Which says a lot about the company, I think.
I think so. But, you know, but also it's, you know, as people cycle through, like interns, like Maddie, and last year we had Keith, you know, they do good jobs. You know, they try hard. And, you know, it's just, you know, of course, you don't hit 100%. But for the vast majority of the people that have been here, it just really has been, it's been a very good experience.
Yeah,
really has.
I'm definitely glad I'm here.
Well, I'm glad you're here, too. What's the weather look like?
We're looking at mostly cloudy today, so we're looking at a fantastic sunrise out our window right now. We should have the same for a sunset.
Isn't this beautiful? If you can, look out to the east right now. It is absolutely
all sorts of pretty
beautiful.
Colors.
Oh, my gosh, the clouds. Skies. Oh, yeah.
We're looking at showers likely tonight and a good chance for tomorrow. Friday will be good rain. So today is going to be our last day to mow the lawn or whatever outdoor chores you have to do. Now is a good time to do it because we're looking at water for the rest of the week.
Oh, well, I guess I better get that turkey blind out today because we're hunting this weekend.
Yep.
Taking the young man out, taking Aiden and his dad out.
Fun.
So better get it out today or it's going to just be soaking.
Thursday, we're looking at a slightly drier day than tomorrow.
Okay.
But, wet for most of the week.
Okay. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Chuck and Judy Kinney, proprietors of that. Just really super people. Won awards for hiring veterans, give discounts for seniors and veterans, and have a program where they will put a 120-gallon propane tank on your property. You know, if you've been a survivor of the fire, your house is gone, but you're out on your property while it's being built, but you just need to have propane instead of running up and down the hill. With 7-gallon tanks, they'll put a 120-gallon tank on there free for you, just install it for you, and then give you a great deal on the propane in it until you get your house built again. It's just the kind of people they are. Give them a call, 365-3793. Yesterday, as you might remember, I said Nancy Pelosi is pushing the 16-year-old voting thing. And I said, you know what? I don't know if 16-year-olds are ready to vote. So, you know, an example, when I was 16, I thought that the best idea in the world was taking a can of that green spray paint and seeing what happened when you shot it with a .22 pistol. What? I guess everybody could tell me, but I just had to see it. My friends were sitting there, standing there with me. Needless to say, green paint explodes out of that can, and it covers a wide range of things around you. So I asked people, I went on Facebook and said, so what do you think about this? And I was kind of waiting, you know, because I gave my example. I was kind of waiting for, you know, people to come back with things they did. And, you know, a couple of them did. Yeah, I was on base and we opened up the fire hydrant to see how long it took the firemen to get here. And I was, we had a great idea about driving down the road. Oh, yeah, they put 12 of us in a Volkswagen, just think how many people we could get in. But other people were more serious about it. They took it a lot more serious than, than my intent. And the vast majority of them said, there's no way I was ready to vote. And there's no way that 16-year-olds, if you are, it's as I pointed out, yes, there's a lot of angst in voting anyway. So now you've laid that on a 16-year-old, plus knowing what's going on. And the other thing was, if you can't buy cigarettes or liquor, you know, be an adult to do that. Well, you still can't in California anyway until you're 21. But if you can't do those things because you're not considered an adult, how could you vote? You know, at least 18 when you can serve in the military. Not that, you know, people are beating down the doors of the military to get in. So the majority, except, there's a couple of exceptions. Say, hey, when I was 16, I was doing this and this and this. And they were, you know, exceptional people. They had a lot of responsibility. They probably knew what was going on. But the vast majority of everybody that replied, and a lot of people replied, said, no, this is not a good idea. How about you when you were 16? I know it was only a couple years ago.
Well, I was actually having this discussion with my sister, and she's like, you were the most boring teenager ever, talking to me. And so apparently, in her recollection, the worst thing I did was, like, stay up late and read books, because I'm just that kind of a person. Oh, so wow. I'm not a good person to ask in that regard.
No, wow.
I had a very boring childhood.
One of the responses was, I thought I could get in with a fake ID to a bar. And so I went up with the fake ID, and the guy looks at it, he says, when's your birthday? And she had not looked at the card. He said, okay, what's your address? Still not there. Do you know what your name is? She turned around and walked off.
Nice.
I respect this lady, too. She's really a fine lady, a leader in our community. So I thought that was, you know what, but that's what happens when you're 16 or 17, you know, when you're underage. I mean, you just,
yeah.
You do strange things. Okay.
Real quick, going back to Sue.
She
actually texted me seconds after we had this discussion saying, workers stopping traffic at railroad crossings in downtown Reading for rail work. Stop and go at multiple crossings. So take Eureka if you're headed across.
Yeah. If you have to go down, if you're really in a hurry, you might want to go down to Eureka, go on the overpass.
Yep.
And try it that way. You know, here's the other thing about Reading. I love Reading. But why is it that sometimes they put a train right in the middle of Reading and it just sits there? I mean, it sits there for like 10, 12 minutes. You know, then it kind of moves backwards for a little bit and then it kind of moves forward a little bit. I'm sure there's people that know why that happens.
Hop onto our chat room. Let us know.
Yeah, on that. Pelosi knows that those 16 and 17-year-olds are easily swayed. Yeah, somebody said you can get them with a burger and a shake. No, I don't think that's – well, you could have me. But, when the younger you are, the more emotional you tend to be because you haven't – you know, and this is – you haven't had that shell of cynicism and all that, you know, that you build up as you go through life. And they are emotional. There's nothing wrong with it. I think Winston Churchill said you should be a liberal at age 20 and a conservative by age 40. I think, that's kind of cool. I like that idea. Okay, today Rex Heim's going to be calling in, I believe, in about 2 or 3 minutes. We're going to talk to him, another candidate for Senate. Then Ken Murray's coming in. Thursday, we have Bruce and Rob Milton are going to join us and tell us why that vote on the parks raising fees on construction is already having a negative impact on our city. And we're also going to talk about the river and its development, because in 2020, the big contract or the lease between McConnell Foundation and the Kutras family is over. We're going to talk about that. What about the development of the river along here in Reading? Tomorrow, the sheriff's going to be in. We're going to talk to him about a lot of the things that are happening. There seems to be a lot of it's anecdotal, but it seems like there's more violence. The fact of what's going on with the jail and the new beds, all of this. And then Friday, I believe Julie Winters is going to be with us, our mayor, to talk about soccer fields, the tax, and other things that impact on all of us here. So the rest of the week's going to be pretty busy. In between, we'll have a bunch of fun people to talk to. Now we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. serving the North State for over 25 years. You know, we've had Alliance as our HVAC people since we bought the house. We never had a problem. The one time that the air conditioner at like about 110 that day, and we had a dinner party coming, blew the compressor. And they came in, I mean, Martin himself came in with a couple of his guys, and they did everything, but they had, you know, they did that compressor they're going to have to order in. So he brought in portable air conditioners to try and help us that day. Well, you know what? That's the kind of people that Alliance Heating and Air is. Military owned. He's a veteran. Give him a call, 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. They can work on any micro model. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:15 in the morning. It's 55 degrees today. It's going to start clouding up. Enjoy it today. It may start raining tomorrow.
Oh, sweet 16. Built a room for a rocking chair. I never guessed it would rock on my mom. Oh, 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 oh. Someone's built a candy console for my sweet 16.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort. Casino.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
You'll march if all the streets are projected end result. Expedience is your catapult.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's the KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Our guest today, Rex Heim, is running either late or maybe he hasn't gotten up this morning. You know, it could be a number of different things. As each minute goes by, though, I'll find new things to say about somebody running for Senate.
I know he
that doesn't even advertise with us, and I'm still having him on the show, okay? You know what? This is what, you know, I want to have everybody on the show so you all can listen, my friends. You all can listen and make up your mind about it.
So on Sunday, just a fun thing about Rex Heim, on Sunday, Terry Raposa called all four of the Republican candidates early in the morning saying, get up, we want you to talk on the show, we want to have an open debate kind of a thing. Rex Heim was the only one who made contact.
Oh, well, maybe he says, hey, I've talked enough from running. But his guys were sure really happy. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, really. No, we can't. Oh. Okay. It's that tax time of the year. What?
Yay.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think? Let's talk about what triggers tax, you know, an IRS calling you, say, hey, we'd like to do an audit. You know what? The phone is ringing right now. Could this be? Too high deductions. You know, certain deductions you take can't be fudged, right? They receive information on the mortgage interest you pay, so you can't inflate the figure. Others, such as charitable donations. If you don't, since the IRS doesn't get documentation from charities, but they do use statistical algorithms, such as your computer gets in and goes, well, look, this isn't right. We've looked at all these. And I think, we may just have to request you to show some documentation on this. Well, on the phone is Rex Heim. Good morning, Rex.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
Well, you know what? I was just getting ready to say, hey, you know what? Here's a guy that is running for Senate here. We have him set up and want to have him on the show. And I was starting to worry a little bit. I shouldn't have worried, though, Rex.
No, sorry. We're slow.
So tell people about Rex Heim.
Well, it's great to be running in this district. It's a remarkable district. Very quickly about me, native Californian, grew up here in the north, part of the state, and went to school at UC Davis. Graduated from there. While I was going to school there, I came to the attention of a gentleman you all know as Governor Ronald Reagan in those days. And I had the opportunity of a lifetime to work for him on a very personal basis for a while. Then after that, worked with him as he ran for president. And then in 1980, he was successful. Was asked to go back to D.C., but I'm a Californian, had no desire to be there, and so I passed on that and actually ended up being allowed to serve on Tahoe Regional Planning Agency, was appointed as his representative, and was told that my mission was to sit up there and fight for private property rights. And if you know about TRPA, you know that's something they've lacked a great deal over the years. So I did that for 8 long years. Also worked for the Lieutenant Governor of California and ran the Commission on Economic Development. I created the Commission on Agriculture and the Task Force on the Rural Economy, where we focused on mining, timber, and tourism. And, of course, the state has destroyed the first two of those industries, and I think we need to be fighting to get them back, by the way. Then I had the opportunity to work for a group called California Business Properties Association. I've done that for the last 34 years. I've run it, president and CEO. I've grown the organization from representing 85 companies to representing over 10,000 companies. And our mission there has always been to fight for private property rights, protect Proposition 13, and also fight such horrendous things as CEQA and the abuses that occur in that particular process. And during that time, one of my great moments of feeling very good was passing the first ADA reform, Americans with Disability Act reform, anywhere in the country here in California by banning demand letters. And those who don't know what a demand letter is, that's when a shyster lawyer would drive by a small business, send them a letter saying you're violating the ADA, you're violating code, blah, blah, blah. And if you don't give me $5,000, I'm taking you to court. And hundreds, if not thousands, of small businesses throughout California sent those $5,000 because they didn't want to go to court. And so these did nothing but line the pockets of these attorneys, and we made those illegal in California with the effort that I led, along with creating some other things that became a template for what other states have done to reform ADA
And even at the federal level, it passed the House of Representatives, but did not get voted on in the Senate. Along the way, I've had the opportunity. I'm now the longest serving board member on the California Exposition State Fair Board, appointed by four different governors. Also had the great honor of serving after many years as a trustee, ultimately as the chair of the Northern California Leukemia Lymphoma Society, where we've made great strides at reducing the deadliness of that particular disease. I'm married. I live in Loomis. I have two great kids who are both out of school now and working. And I really have felt called to go back and give a little bit back to this great state that has given me so much. I've had a great life. One of the little things I had most recently was because of my activities as an alumni, past president of the Alumni Association of the Cal Aggies. I was asked to serve on the Board of Regents, which I did for 2 years. That was quite an experience. We can talk about that another time. So I'm very excited about doing this. I'm the only veteran in the race, having served both in the Army Reserve and the California National Guard and retiring as a major. I'm the only person that worked for Ronald Reagan in this race. I believe we need to be staying positive because my goal is to go down there and to stir the pot. I'm not a career politician, which gives me the opportunity and the flexibility to do something that most everybody else who's running for office doesn't have, and that is I'm not planning my next election. I want to go down there and do the best I can for this district. I want to represent them. We need to have more representation for this district, not less. And I'm not going to be an absentee representative. I want to be right in your face every day finding out what kind of things you want me to do. And finally, I like to refer to myself as the inexpensive candidate. That means that should I be successful, if the voters honor me with their votes next Tuesday, I will be the candidate that doesn't cost and trigger more special elections. So I'm the most fiscal conservative. I'll save the district up there about $2 million. And down in the Placer area, I'll save about a $3 million savings. So I'm hoping the voters will consider all that. And I'm really honored to be on your program today because today is the birthday of the GOP when it was founded in 1854. So happy birthday to us.
And by the way, you didn't mention, but you said shyster lawyers, but, you know, you graduated with a law degree, right?
Ultimately, yes, but, you know, I never became a member of the bar.
Well, see, and that's why you can say it. I mean, because, hey, look, I've been there. If I'm going to say it, it's because I'm there. I can throw mud at me. You know what? I'm going to take a quick break, early break, because I want to get into some Proposition 13. I want to talk water, lumber, jobs. And you said mention representation. I'd like to talk about that a little bit. But you're also on the University of California Regents.
I
really would like to talk about our California higher education system and what you think
great.
Of it now.
I'd love that.
Okay. It's 7:28 in the morning here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. This is portion of the show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, over 47 years in business. If you don't know Clyde Pierce, your life is not complete. 1250 Hartnell Avenue, or give him a call at 221-4144. That's Clyde's Enterprises. We'll be right back with Rex Heim, candidate for Senate up here in our district, right after these messages. 55 degrees and 7:28 in the morning. This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Look at Brian Dolly's record in Sacramento. Dolly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. And Dolly voted against President Trump's border security plan. Brian Dolly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Dolly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back. 7:32 in the morning. It's 55 degrees out there. And we have Rex Heim on the line, running for senator in our district up here. Introduced himself in the first few minutes that he was on. And we've already got a caller in. So, Bob, do you have a question for Rex?
Well, I want to thank Rex for coming up here a week ago and speaking to our group. I think he did an extremely good job. And what I want to say to him is I want to thank him very much for not getting into this Republican mudslinging contest going on between two of the candidates. We don't have enough Republicans that run for office and can get in because of California. And then we have them tearing one another down. And I just want to tell him, thank you for not getting into this and making it any worse than it is. And I hope and pray that he's able to do what he needs to do. And I think people ought to get behind him.
Oh, okay. Non-solicited. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Have a great day. Very much.
Yeah, see, Rex, you ought to be on the station more.
I'm willing to, trust me.
Hey, we're always looking for advertisers, okay? Okay, you know what? We get into Proposition 13. And, you know, they're starting to push on that, on, you know, trying to find ways around Proposition 13. Can you address that, please?
Oh, absolutely. And a little side funny story. As you know, everybody likes to say I have a rating from the Howard Jarvis people. And it turns out that only legislators can get ratings from Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. So the fact that I walked streets and knocked on doors to pass Prop 13 and then, of course, Proposition 4 the next year and have defended on several occasions since then, I can't get a rating. So I pointed out to them that if Howard Jarvis were running for office, he couldn't get a rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. And they found that a little humorous. So, but this is not the first time. There's a ballot measure in November of 2020 that will dramatically change how Proposition 13 works in California. It'll require that all business properties, the little corner dry cleaners, the little corner Mexican restaurant or Thai sandwich place, whatever, all of those will have to be reassessed, not from the year that they were purchased, which is what has always been under Prop 13, but rather to a new base year of 2020. So you can imagine what the impact will be on these smaller businesses that have older properties, and suddenly they're going to be a 2020 value. That becomes your new base year, and that's the, what the 1% will be based on. And then that will be followed by every 3 years thereafter, you'll be reassessed.
I thought you couldn't do that under Proposition 13.
Well, this is a constitutional amendment that'll change Proposition 13. It's on the ballot. It's supported by the California Teachers Association and
big
the
surprise.
Service Employees International Union.
That's a big surprise.
Yeah, exactly. It generates $11 billion more new dollars. But what it's really going to do is put hundreds, if not thousands, of small businesses out of business. And the estimate has been that there'll be a loss of close to 200,000 jobs in California.
Well, see, but see, the SIU, maybe they should worry, but the California Teachers Union doesn't worry too much about that, except I mean, people moving out means smaller schools, which means less classes, less teachers. I would think they'd be concerned about that.
Well, that would require them to don't understand math and economics, and they don't understand either. So the terrible thing is that this is on the ballot, and we've got to really be organized to stop this, because the ultimate goal is to get rid of Proposition 13 in California.
Of course it is.
This is just the first step.
And it's just like they're doing, people should understand that this is what they're doing with the Second Amendment. You don't eat an elephant with one bite. You keep chewing at it, and you keep biting at it until it's gone. And this is what they're doing. Yeah. Well, you know what, Rex? You know, when we this thing, what kind of chance do you think it has? I mean, they're going to be throwing millions of dollars at it.
This will be probably a $100 million-plus campaign. And I can tell you that the business community is not taking this challenge lightly. The NFIB, which is the National Federation of Independent Businesses, the Small Business Organizations of California, the California Chamber, ourselves, our group, the home builders, the realtors, all of us have created a group called Californians to Stop Higher Property Taxes. And we are organized. We have done some polling, which we're getting back from the pollsters later this month, which means probably next week sometime. And we are very well prepared to deal with this. We're going to reach out. I had the great pleasure of serving on the as a co-chair in the No on 10, which was the rent control measure last November. And we reached out and brought in a lot of groups that normally are not seen in defending such things as the business community. And we're going to reach out to them again, have them involved in this campaign, because they came to understand that if we passed rent control, wherever you lived then, you were going to live for the rest of your life. And they were very active in our campaign. We believe that they'll understand the same message, that if Proposition 13 passes, wherever you are today, that's it. There's no further advancement in this state.
Well, you know what? This whole thing is just amazing to me, Rex, that we already have businesses leaving the state by, you know, literally the hundreds, and people moving out of the state. And then to do something like this, well, I see it. It will kill a lot of small businesses that are they're making a living, they're paying their employees. But you hit them with something like this, and every 3 years it goes more. You can only raise your prices so much and to try and take care of that, but it's going to be a disaster.
You're totally right. It's just unacceptable to let this happen to our economy. 18,000 businesses left California last year. And a survey, and I don't know who all they surveyed, it could have been just at one bar for all we know, but 53% of the people surveyed said they were considering leaving California.
Well, there's a realtor
the problem
up here.
Is, it's the 53% that are working and paying taxes and everything else, and we can't afford to have that happen.
There's a realtor up here that said, you know what, I've populated one town up in Idaho.
I believe it.
You know, and I was like, oh my gosh. Well, we've got, you know what, it's not just state taxes. And then you've got because the state's rolling down with their unfunded liabilities, but they don't make it. They pass that on to the cities and the counties, who then are in deep trouble because of the problems with the unfunded liabilities. We're going to be seeing towns and cities starting to go bankrupt. So they have to raise their prices. So they start putting taxes on things, or I shouldn't say taxes, but fees, new fees on building and construction and offices, which, again, you know, that impacts on the growth of our economy, too. It's a never-ending cycle of this.
And it's out of control.
It is. Now, one of the things you mentioned, too, the other thing, you're, of course, on the University of California, you're on the Board of Regents there, but just education itself in California. We spend a lot of money on education, yet our fifth graders and juniors in high school can't pass the math test. I think there's other statistics across the board like this.
High school students that don't even have a third grade reading level. It's just unacceptable. We are producing with more money, less of a good product at the end of the day. If you want to consider having an education as a product, we are really letting our kids down. They're not learning history, and of course we all know what happens when you don't understand history. And they're not learning about the Constitution. They're not learning about anything that is of value when you reach the real world. If I may talk about the fact of the UC system just for a moment.
I do want to talk about that. You're on the Board of Regents there, and what the hell's happened?
Well, there were two things that I really tried to hammer while I was on there, because, you know, 2 years isn't a lot of time, and the UC system is a very big boat, and trying to get that to turn is very difficult. But I tried to get them to understand that, obviously costs continue to go up. And what they do is they let those costs pile up, and then they do a significant tuition increase, which impacts kids during the middle of their educational process or whatever. And it's really a frightening situation. So why not be honest with students and their families when they start going to the UC system and say, look, here's what you start at, and tuition is going to go up 1% a year for the whole time you're here. So that families can prepare for that, the student knows exactly what he or she has to raise in the way of monies to get through. And they have not been willing to do that yet, but I do believe it's important that we need to give the kids and the parents and the families a real understanding of what education costs. And the other thing is, as you know, there are required courses for you to graduate. So they have these. They have a huge book. If you can imagine a book bigger than any telephone book you've ever seen, that has all these different course options, you know, ancient Egyptian history, the story of the Nile, whatever. And then there's these required courses. But they don't have enough classes of the required courses for students to be able to get in there. So they're always over-enrolled, and kids cannot get out in 4 years because they can't get into the required classes. And so the UC system is, in fact, forcing kids into 5 or 6 years by the requirements, but not making enough classes available to take those requirements. And that has to be fixed, because we can't keep piling debt onto our kids who are graduating from college.
The salaries that we see in the UC system, it seems they're extremely high, plus the retirement and the, you know, medical and all this. How much of an impact does that have on our tuition?
Well, not as much as you would think. The real issue there is UC should be praised about one thing. Their retirement system is funded, unlike the states and so many local governments. So kudos to them for that. They do pay substantial salaries because they, quote, argue that we're competing against other states. And that used to be a specious argument, but it's quite candidly getting to be worse. And if we could deviate just for a second, you know, we need all these homes to be rebuilt up here in Northern California with all these different fires. And if I were a construction worker, I was a home builder who hammered those nails and laid that sheetrock and whatever, and I had a choice between working up here in California or going to Texas and Florida, where the amount of money I make, which is the same, but in Texas or Florida, I can buy a house
Yeah.
Not just build a house.
Yeah.
Guess where I'm going to go to work?
There's
we don't have enough construction workers to do what we need to have done in California.
I think the number was 200,000 short, believe it or not. Now, that's just one more question on this, and then we have to take a break. We've got a professor in the UC system that says cops should be killed. have you heard about this guy?
Oh, yes.
So, but yet nothing seems to be done being done about this. I mean, he said this more than once.
Over a long period of time,
yeah.
He posts, and he actually used the phrase that we should be shooting them in the back.
That's right. Exactly. And so, but he's still on the payroll.
He's still on the payroll. I sent a, you might say, a strongly worded email to the president of the Board of Regents, and I said, as a past regent, as a past president of UC Davis Alumni Association, as a past everything else that I've been involved with Davis, I said, this person needs to be terminated. The UC system says it does not tolerate hate speech. And if ever there was an example of hate speech, it's when a professor, or anybody for that matter, says we should be shooting cops.
Yeah.
And
I can't imagine that there was
a process.
You know,
it's not going to be followed. They just basically tapped him on the hands. And that's just unacceptable. He should be gone.
Well, they're not going to do anything.
Right.
Well, you know what? It's not just being the president of, being a passport, region and all that. For me, I'm a citizen of California. And I frankly think that that type of speech, what if he had said that about, I think illegal aliens should be shot in the back? I mean, he wouldn't be there. He would not be there.
You would be arrested or you'd be out of the job.
There you
absolutely.
Go. We got to take a break. We got Rex Heim with us running for Senate up here in our district. We've been talking about education and Proposition 13, how there's going to be an initiative, of course, in 2020. And that will ruin business. Small businesses will probably lose even more businesses, more people out of jobs. It's going to have a horrendous effect on our economy and just on our way of life up here. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. It's kind of like having a mini cruise ship in the middle of Redding. Gourmet chefs, activities director, it's a place to be. Tired of doing all the cooking and the yard work? River Commons Senior Living. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:47 in the morning.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're here with Rex Heim, candidate for Senate up here in our district. Good morning and welcome back, Rex.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we've got Ron on the line. Ron, do you have a question for Rex?
I do. I'd like to make a statement and ask a question. I was at the meeting the other night when the four of you were there, and I'm glad everybody was able to come up. And I would say about 98% of the people there are for the state of Jefferson. And they ask a question, would you guys be willing to fill out something, let's see, I guess it was Article 4, Section 3 of the federal Constitution, that would be to change, to make a new state? And nobody, none of you, would even agree to that. So my question is, why not? If you don't believe in the state of Jefferson, I don't feel like you have my back. And you want my vote. So why would you guys not agree to that Article 4, Section 3 of the federal Constitution? That's my question.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Thank you.
Rex?
Well, The question was asked a little differently, and all of us answered the same way, which was no, and that was about introducing. And I, on the second round, I talked about introducing a measure that would allow, in order to do this process, you have to have the state vote for that. You have to have each of the states, in this instance, the state of Jefferson would have a vote both in California and a vote in Oregon. And I said that I would introduce a Senate constitutional amendment that would allow the people of California to vote on having the separation occur. And creating. So that was something I do believe in. I also do believe that it goes deeper than just the state of Jefferson, and that's the whole issue of representation. We have a system in California now where, should I be elected by you all, I would be representing 1 million people. The district, Senate District 1, is bigger than some states in the country and is the biggest geographic district in the state of California. And we need, there's no way a person can represent 1 million people. And we need to go back and figure out a way to get before the Supreme Court of the United States to have a relook at what they did to us in 1964. Up until that time, we had 40 state senators, and each of them was from a county with the exception of about four or five who had three or four different counties each. So, because we had 58, and the history of that is we originally only had 40 counties. But the bottom line here is that we should be allowed to do in California what the federal government does at the federal system, which is the balance of a democracy and a republic. Right now we have, it's nothing but democracy out here. And we should not be able to, we should have each county have a voice, and then you could have the population base for the assembly. And so they could keep their 80. You could increase our number to 58, or you could have a number of counties that are represented by more than one, but not like it is today. There's only three representatives up north in this area for the Senate, and that's just unacceptable. So we have to do a variety of things, and I also talked to Terry and others up there about the fact that we need to be moving forward on a variety of fronts. I understand the court case is moving forward, and Terry has been talking about various things. I've been both at the State of Jefferson meeting in El Dorado up there, and I'm looking at speaking before the one down in Placer County later this week. So I do believe that we need to do something. I do believe I have your back, and I am looking forward to having your support.
Okay, Rex, this just came. We have an active chat room. Your position on abortion?
I'm pro-life. And I think it's really the fact that people in New York in that legislature were cheering when they passed this most recent abortion expansion shows that the depth of depravity that this country is starting to accept. And I'm pro-life.
Did you advocate for building one of the new campuses when you're on the Board of Regents up here in the North State?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
When you were on the Board of Regents for UC, did you advocate for building one of the new campuses up here in the North State Reading area?
Well, I would like to work with the existing community colleges up there and figure out about getting, you know, there's certain more costs, for instance, with a UC system versus a state college or community colleges. And I'd like to work with the people up there to find out. I got to tell you, I think we all know that when young people leave their communities to go to school elsewhere, oftentimes they never come back. And so when we have to go all the way down to San Luis Obispo or Bakersfield or San Diego to go to school, chances are they're not going to come back. I happen to believe we should have some expansion of campuses up there, but I think we need to do it smartly, and we need to make sure the right kind of campuses and they have the right kind of educational opportunities. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that everybody needs to go to a UC campus. I do believe everybody should have an opportunity if they want to. And I also believe that we should be providing a lot better training in technical areas and careers that we have sort of shied away from the last 15 or 20 years, and provide greater educational opportunities for our children.
Okay, now I've only got like a minute left. Terry, you got something? Okay. You got something quick? Hey, Terry, you're on.
Yeah.
But I've only got like a minute left, so got it quick?
Yeah.
You're on.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Rex, we talked extensively, as you mentioned, and we talked on the phone and talked in person. First of all, Oregon can't separate from California. They're in Oregon. Article 4, Section 3 is about a specific state, so you need to be corrected on that, my friend. You can't make an amendment. You can have an initiative. You can't have an amendment to create a situation where people are going to vote for the state of Jefferson. And the third thing is basically, as far as a representation issue, the Senate position you would have to take away from Los Angeles. Will Los Angeles actually give up 10 of their 11 senators? So, I mean, this stuff is all fine and dandy, but, you know, we've talked about this, and I'm glad you're taking a position on representation.
Terry,
but let's talk again so we can do it legally in the right way.
All right. Thanks, Terry. Okay, yep. Rex, we got literally like a minute and a half. You've got the last minute and a half.
Hey, listen, I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the program this morning, and thanks to Bob for calling in. I have really tried to be the candidate that's the adult in the room. I believe we should be talking about the issues. I believe we can make some differences. I believe that not being a career politician affords me the opportunity to do the kind of things that Senate District 1 needs to have done for it, and I'd be honored to have all of your votes. Pete Wilson is the chair of our campaign. The Lou Euler, who founded the National Tax Limitation Committee, is very active in our campaign. And a lot of folks who were around when we used to be relevant as Republicans and used to pay attention to us are saying, Rex, we want you to make a difference again, and I hope all of the voters will join in that effort. I'd be honored for your vote. Thank you very much.
Rex Heim, candidate for senator up here in our district, and I appreciate you being on today.
I appreciate being on. Thanks so much.
You bet, Rex. Thanks. Okay, we've got about, a minute. Less before we go into the next segment here, our next hour with Ken Murray, who is sitting here with you don't have a big list of stuff today. It's all in your head. That's okay. We'll get to you at 8:05 in the morning here. Okay, everybody. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, 56 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day, but it's going to start raining tomorrow, it looks like. And we'll be right back after the news.
Tonight, oh, my name's switching. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
Turns out the FBI was investigating President Trump's former personal lawyer long before raiding Michael Cohen's home and office.
A heavily redacted version of the search warrant gives new details about the federal probe of Cohen's business dealings and the two raids in April 2018. It shows the Cohen investigation started in July 2017, much earlier than previously known.
Correspondent Sagar Magani. The coming few days will likely bring more rain to flooded parts of the Midwest. Historic flooding that's blamed for at least three deaths, several states affected. Vice President Pence will visit one of those states, Nebraska, later today. Well, if you like it hot, you'll love this.
The Associated Press looked at heat and cold records in more than 400 weather stations in the United States, and we found in the last 20 years there are way more hot records being broken than cold records. In fact, in the last 20 years, it's 2-to-1 ratio. So every time a cold record is broken, in general, two hot ones are broken.
Science writer Seth Borenstein. Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill says the argument that President Trump doesn't have the authority to declare a national emergency along the southern border is a non-starter.
This is a congressional act. This is legislation that directly provides the President of the United States with authority to declare an emergency. And that emergency declaration is not defined by Congress. It's within the discretion of the president.
Hill tells the Salem Radio Network Congress has the power to change the law if it's not happy with the way it's being used. That fire raging in a chemical tank farm southeast of Houston continues to burn. Authorities say that it could burn for days. On Wall Street, stocks sharply higher. The Dow is up about 102 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 17. The S&P better by 7. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer four quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
A final verdict looms for an ex-Bosnian Serb leader sentenced several years ago to life in prison on war crimes and genocide charges.
Serb leader Radovan Karadzic is set to hear the final judgment on whether he can be held criminally responsible for unleashing a wave of murder and destruction in the 1990s. UN appeals judges are set to rule whether to uphold or overturn Karadzic's 2016 convictions for genocide, crimes against humanity and war crimes, as well as a 40-year sentence. Karadzic was convicted by a different court, the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia, but should the UN judges overturn his convictions, it would likely be seen by many as another damaging blow to international courts. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hundreds are dead, many more missing, thousands are at risk from massive flooding in Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi, caused by a powerful cyclone that has spawned persistent rain. News and analysis, townhall.com. There may be some collusion going on in the auto industry.
A former vice president at the United Auto Workers was charged Monday in a scheme with Fiat Chrysler executives to buy meals, golf, and other perks with the automaker's money. The highest-ranking official snagged in an investigation that has exposed corruption between labor and management. The conspiracy charge against Norwood Jewell was filed as a criminal information, which means a guilty plea is likely. At least seven people have pleaded guilty. Officials at Fiat Chrysler and the UAW are alleged to have enriched themselves by using company money set aside for a job training center. The corruption occurred at the same time both sides were negotiating labor agreements. Keith Peters, Washington.
A Dartmouth College professor of physics and astronomy has won one of the world's leading religion prizes for blending hard science and deep spirituality in his work, the John Templeton Foundation awarding its 2019 prize to Marcelo Glazer. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 and 37 seconds here on the 19th of March, 2019. And Ashley, what's it look like for weather today?
We are looking at mostly cloudy but dry today, which is the only day we can say that for the rest of the week. Thursday, we're looking at the rest of the week, least chance of showers. But it will be soggy for much of the week. Today, with a high of 74, it should be just about perfect for mowing that lawn or whatever else other outdoor activities you have
planned. Putting the turkey blind in.
Yep.
Just so I can get it in there because it'll be raining on us this weekend.
Yep.
Well, turkeys get out now and then when it's raining. Not as much, it seems like, for me. That's okay. Is that it?
We have a slight chance of showers listed for both weekend days.
Well, I'm hoping that Sunday will be a beautiful day.
Yeah.
I'll make little clucking sounds. And
either
a
way,
tom
we
turkey
have...
come running straight at the young man I've got hunting with us under the Jake program we have. Taking a young man out and his dad and hunting. He's the only one that can hunt on this weekend.
I'm rooting for the turkey.
Well, you know what? You don't have to root for the turkeys when I'm out there. Trust me. They have a big chance with me out there anyway. Okay. Yeah. Thank God. Thank God they understand every so often there's a strange sound comes out of the call I make. Thanks a lot, Ashley. Hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, California. You know, it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They're really great people down there. Give them a call, 365-3793. We had Rex Heim on last hour and talked about why you should vote for him. We've had all the candidates on now. We'll have Brian and Kevin back on again before the 28th. But I've got, of course, Ken Murray here.
I'm waiting to hear the bon vivant of radio. I want
to
hear you make a sound like a girl turkey.
Well, I've got to go. I can't just do it right here. I have to prepare. You know,
you got to fix your hair or something. What's the deal?
You know what? I watch out because I have turkey calls in the truck. I might just come back with that. It's okay. If you've never hunted turkey, you cannot appreciate turkey hunting. Their eyesight is phenomenal. They have great hearing. If they had a nose where they could smell, we'd be overrun by turkeys right now. The only thing is that when you're out there, I mean, once you settle down in an area, if it looks different, they don't like that. You know, and a hen will come over or something, and you know, you're not hunting hens, but they'll come over and they start looking at you. And the first time that they get an indication, like you blink or something like this, they make this really clucking sound. Everything goes up in the air and down, and they're gone. If you've never hunted turkeys, you should do it. If nothing else, it teaches you patience and humility, and God knows we need that. Some of us more than others.
I still want to hear you make it sound like a girl turkey.
Yeah, I can. I tell you what, I'm not as seductive as Ted Leidy is. So. I've seen him stop on a road and call turkeys in, you know, using, and you'll appreciate, yes, using that diaphragm call for hen turkeys. Never mind. Okay. Good morning, Ken. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
How you doing? Our last guest, Rex Heim, was talking about Prop 13. Mm. There's going to be an initiative in 2020.
I never did like Prop 13. I didn't vote for it in 78. I still don't like it.
Why are you against Prop 13?
Because it was fixing the wrong end of the problem. I mean, the reason Prop 13 passed was because property taxes were going up out of sight. And the reason, and why were property taxes going up out of sight? Because the elected representative in Sacramento could not bring themselves not to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, if they weren't spending money, like it was water in Sacramento. We wouldn't have needed Prop 13 in the first place, but they were. And the only way the public was given at that time was to, well, we'll just cut off their source of funding. Well, you know, all it did was push up the source of funding in other areas like income tax and sales tax and other taxes. California is the most dysfunctional fiscal state, I think, of most of the United States because of the way we're boom and bust based on now, prior to Prop 13, prior to 1978, it was based on property tax. Post-78, it's based on wealth. That's why we have such high personal income taxes in this
state. Well, but the thing about...
About what needed to get fixed was the spending.
Oh, well, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's look at what's proposed, apparently, for 2020. And, you know, I'm probably out of step with everybody, but that's okay. I'm used
to it. It's not the first time.
No, I'm old
enough. Let me ask you a question about this. You know, when they passed this on this for property tax,
mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what property tax would be today with the crazy prices and all this stuff?
What if they had instead passed a cap on spending for the state?
Well, but they didn't, and they're not ever going to do
that. But that wasn't the option.
I know, but it's still not an option. And so imagine what your property taxes. Imagine a couple that's on a fixed income or they're retired. They've got a nice house and you turn around and their property taxes could be raised by 25%.
Let me ask you something.
Did
Prop 13 fix anything?
What do you mean, did it fix anything?
It set
so you could only raise property taxes 1%.
Unless
the house is sold, and then you've got a new assessment, right? Am I right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so
I got two next door neighbors, one paying twice as much tax as the guy next to him.
Well, you know what? So what?
That was the law.
What
wasn't before? What did it fix at the state level?
But you go back to, you're going back to, you have to cap spending, you have to have fiscal responsibility. They do not have that. If you say, okay, I'm going to cap how much they can spend, and then you want to kind of change some things, I can understand that. But until you have one, it's like the wall. Either you shut down the border, then you can fix a lot of the immigration problems. But until you do that, it's going to keep coming. So they're going to keep spending. Oh, it's like green crack to these people.
Well,
it's green crack. They're going to find any way they can to raise our taxes.
The answer is it didn't fix anything at the state level. It fixed something at the personal level.
Yeah.
But it fixed nothing at the state level.
Well, the state doesn't care about its people. The state is an organ that lives on money. And they frankly don't care about what happens to people that are not in their districts.
Gee, that's an indictment of every elected official in the United States, is it not?
Thank you.
Okay.
As long as you want me to back off on that one. I'm saying the governing part. I'm just saying is that in Sacramento, do you see a real care about what happens to the people up in Northern California?
Absolutely not.
There you go. Do you see what happens to the people in the center of California?
What does that prove?
It proves that they aren't responsible. And if you had a spending cap, you know, I could go along with
maybe
OK can adjust things.
It proves they're only answerable to the people who elected them.
That's right.
By district, okay? Every one of those guys down there votes through the prism of what the people in their personal neighborhood thinks.
I agree on that to a part, but I also think that they are constantly under siege from lobbyists and PAC groups. SEIU, I've gone down to the Capitol 5 times, all right, 5 times in 10 years. Every time I go down there, there's got to be 300 people in purple shirts that say SIEU on it. Every time. Going through the Capitol. That's a union. What about the sway of the unions on our legislators?
Why don't you give up going? There's no
hope.
Well,
I haven't been
Carl.
Back for years.
There's no hope, Carl. There's no hope.
That's why people are moving out of California.
If you look at it that way, there's no hope.
Well,
I mean, you got to back up. Take the 10,000 foot altitude look at what's going on.
Well, you know what? It's kind of like this. when you're in the middle of a firefight, sometimes it's hard to remember that there's a 10,000-foot.
I'm not in the middle of a firefight.
We're in the middle of a firefight
right now.
It's been
going on for 50 years.
Long firefight. We got to take a break. I'm here with Ken Murray. We're discussing Proposition 13. You know, the fact is that Ken,
we haven't even got to that yet.
But now we're getting into the fact that our legislature spends money like I even hate to say this, it used to be the saying was, oh, a drunken sailor on leave. No, it's not even that. They've gone so far beyond that one now. 8:15 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular system hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Organization as fully accredited chest pain center. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. We'll be right back with Ken Murray and a number of other subjects, and we'll start on Prop 13 as soon as we get back. 8:15 in the morning, 57 degrees out there.
This weekend, the original Home and Garden Expo and Love Your Pet Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. Need landscape ideas? Household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, a pool, spa, barbecue, patio, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, or planning a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For information, go online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Senate, 2019.
Kevin Kiley voted to help illegal immigrants who are convicted criminals stay in our country. He voted to spend tax dollars helping illegal immigrant students get financial aid. Kevin Kiley worked for Liberal Democrat Kamala Harris, who supports amnesty and let illegal immigrant criminals go rather than prosecute them. Now, Kevin Kiley is distracting voters from his liberal illegal immigration record by deceitfully attacking Brian Daly. The truth is, as Assembly Republican leader, Brian Daly led the fight against sanctuary cities and has always opposed amnesty. Unlike Kevin Kiley, Brian voted against wasting our tax dollars on illegal immigrants. Brian Daly, endorsed by 6 county sheriffs because he's tough on crime and illegal immigration. Brian Daly, A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association because he protects our tax dollars. Reject Kevin Kiley's deceitful smear campaign. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Send Reagan Republican Brian Daly to the Senate on March 26th.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis mounted system, pole mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower our elite dealer.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm excited to tell you about a special broadcast I'm going to be doing on my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell. On May 23rd, 2019, at 11 o'clock in the morning on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, I have a special guest coming. Her name is Carrie Newcomer, and she's incredible. She's an American singer, songwriter, and author. She's produced 16 solo CDs and has received numerous awards for her music and related charitable activities. What's really important is that Carrie is one of my favorite singer-songwriters. She helped me survive the incredibly difficult journey of grief when my husband died. So I talked to Carrie, and she is coming on my show, and we're going to talk together about surviving grief through music. So please join us on Saturday, May 23rd, 2019, at 11 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to talk about grief and how you can survive.
The original Home and Garden Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center this weekend. Speak to the experts ranging from home remodeling and construction through landscaping solutions, interior design and decor, to financial and insurance services, and learn about the latest in design and green technology. Plus, the Love Your Pet Expo featuring vaccines, heartworm testing, dog sports, demonstrations, adoptions, and more. For information, go online at Reading Home Expo and loveyourpetexpo.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:20 in the morning, 57 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Run by your friends and neighbors, Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to experience how they move local dreams forward. Good people down there, Cornerstone Community Bank. Speaking of good people, I'm here with Ken Murray. And
my goal in life is to raise your low blood pressure, Carl.
You know what? It doesn't work. You know what? It doesn't work, and I'll tell you why. You know, I've been in places before where my blood pressure has been probably been peaking at times. You know, and so I look at it. But you know what? And Ken and I will disagree on a lot of things, but I respect you, and I respect your opinions on things. It doesn't mean I have to agree with them, and I love arguing with you or discussing the points. Okay, let's go back to Prop 13, and this initiative is going to raise
taxes. Let's talk about what I understand, and I haven't read the initiative yet, but what I understand it to be, and that is to split the role, the split role initiative. Under Prop 13, all property in the state is assessed at the sale price, 1% of the sale price, okay, and it goes up to 2% a year, provided it's sold to individuals.
Right.
Okay. But they carved out this exemption for people who looked at the law carefully, figured out there was an end run around it. And so you'll take an office building in San Francisco, okay, and let's say it's owned by
a corporation,
Bank of America, okay, the Bank of America headquarters. And I'm just making this up.
Right.
But let's say, you know, that was that they pay property taxes on that, just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But when the property sells, it'll sell for perhaps a trade of stock. They buy the stock. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and
so then they get possession of the building.
And then they get possession of the building, and that's exempt under Prop 13 from triggering a raise in property taxes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That commercial property is treated differently if it's owned by a corporation. Now, if you're talking about a small business that's owned by mom and pop, it's treated just like everything else, just like your house.
That's right.
Okay? So all this talk about small businesses running away from the state, most small businesses, you know, don't have stock.
So you're saying, what you're saying then is if it's a small business like mine or Maxwell's or the Sandwichery or any of these down here, you're saying then if I sell this business, the next guy coming in here will be assessed not for the new sales price, right? Are you saying then that if this thing passes, I will not have to have an assessment, not based on 10 years ago when I started, but from 2020? Is that what you're saying?
Do you own the building?
No.
Well, if you own the building, it would. So we're only talking about real property
right
here. You can sell your business.
Okay, so say I owned a small building and I had my studios in there.
All right.
So they come up and they say, by the way, we're going to reassess you,
you
on your taxes.
You own Carl Bott individual?
Yes.
And it doesn't affect you. What's being proposed?
Well, no, it's my corporation would own the building. My two-person corporation, Linda and I.
What's a subchapter S corporation?
Yes.
Well, then it probably wouldn't affect you.
So okay, you're saying that this new one would not affect an owner of a business unless he owns the building. But if he owns the building, then he's going to be hit on taxes.
That's correct. And
because most people have corporations to protect themselves.
I understand right that part, but we're talking about big corporations, okay? And
I know you're talking about big corporations, but it affects small ones too, right?
I don't think it affects small ones the same way it affects big ones. That's not my understanding of what's proposed. That big businesses are being taxed less in California for their giant skyscrapers than anyplace else. Okay? Because we have a unified tax roll because of a special privilege carved out for them when Prop 13 was passed. So, you know, I'm going to have to look at the details when it comes
out.
Okay,
well, then next
but
week.
Some of the, you know, talking points going around out here don't make any sense to me whatsoever.
Okay, well, I think we can end this one right now because
okay.
I need to go back also and look at it. So, because to me, if you're a small business, you're saying it's just corporations, but most small businesses are corporations. We're a corporation, you know, for tax purposes and all these things. And if I own the building that we're in, not this huge building, but say a smaller building, you know, like, you know, a lot of people do around, that is it going to raise my taxes from where I first bought it to 2020? They reassess it. You know, that thing's going to, it could go up $250,000, $300,000 over 20 years.
So you've expressed your fears. Okay.
No, I've expressed, I have no fear. Yes, I have a concern. I have a concern.
Okay, you've expressed your concerns. Let's get the actual language and see what
happens. We'll see what happens. Okay. We will put this one on hold for a couple of weeks. Okay, what's your next subject?
State of Jefferson makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Whoa! Okay. Stand by. Just get ready for the phones. And why is that there, Mr. Murr?
Because in my opinion, there are 100 egos in Washington, D.C. that do not want to see their numbers diluted at any cost whatsoever. And no matter what all of the details are, none of those details address the egos of the Senate, and you need the approval of the Senate to make it happen.
Let's talk about the concept of the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the concept of the state of Jefferson.
How about the concept of being represented?
No, I want to talk about the concept of wasting a whole lot of energy on something that nobody's solved the major problem to, which is how are you going to get those 100 egos to vote for it? If you don't solve that problem, all of the rest of this stuff doesn't matter.
If you convince said egos...
I don't think those egos are capable of being convinced. Yeah, I have 100 senators.
Yeah. You only need 51.
Huh?
You only need 51.
But if you
you're not going to convince 51. Their egos are too big. They all need to be a better president.
You're giving them a winning hand.
Huh?
You're giving them a winning hand.
They have a winning hand.
Yes, but by taking out any opposition that's remaining, and because most of it comes from this area, by taking out any opposition that's remaining, they have just their opinion left. They can just run free over there, and they don't have to worry about the rest of the state of Jefferson.
You think Feinstein and what's her name?
Kamala Harris?
Yeah. Are going to vote for two Republican senators to be created in the state of Jefferson?
If we hand them, there's another state split, I believe, on the East Coast that wants to go the opposite direction. If we do them both at the same time,
is it
going to
happen?
Then the numbers
you know
go
what?
Up
there's
on
more
both
than
sides.
There's more than people think. Is that you look at all you look at the states from Washington, Oregon, California, of course, but a lot of places in Colorado on this that you've got west of the I-5, they control the whole state. And people are looking at that as, you know, we have no representation. So the idea of representation, nobody can argue with the fact is, are we fairly represented up here?
I don't think so.
Okay.
My argument.
I know. You're saying is that no matter what we do, no matter how good the argument is, no matter how right we are, saying we want to be represented, it's never going to get through Congress.
That's correct.
Okay. That's your thought.
And I have not heard a single person. And maybe somebody's going to call in and tell me why they think 100 senators are going to, or 51 of 100 senators are going to vote for it. I don't know. I can't think of a good reason why their egos would allow them to do that. And if that's true, then the whole working hypothesis falls apart.
If it's true, and that's just the hypothesis.
And I just happen to think that that's true.
So at that point, it goes federal. Because we are not being represented.
No, I'm talking about the federal Congress won't vote for it. They've got to vote for it.
Somebody does.
The Congress
will vote. Yeah.
The United States has to vote for it.
And they have to have 51 votes on this.
And
they're
going
to
have it.
Saying it's strictly because they don't want whoever's in power. Well, what if you have a 60-member or a 57-member Republican Congress or Senate? I think we already had that.
They couldn't do anything when they were there.
Yeah, that's not even talk about that.
So we give them Puerto Rico. And state of Jefferson. We give them both at the same time.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't make any difference.
They don't want to be.
You're talking like back during in the 1850s and 40s when they were bringing states in on if they were going to be a slave state or a free state. I mean, that's what they did. They'd bring in a free state and they'd bring in a slave state.
Sure.
When we were forming the United States.
I know.
So you're
that.
Saying all, you know, Puerto Rico and the state of Jefferson, which would become. But here's
that
the danger.
It.
Here's the danger in the state of Jefferson. And where we are and how people vote. Once you start lowering taxes, you do all the things that state of Jefferson wants to do. And when they succeed, if they did that, I think we would be inundated with blue and it would take like 2 years. I frankly really believe that. So how do you keep from that happening? I mean, wouldn't you as a business owner, a tech company moves from San Francisco, moves 300 people from San Francisco into the new state of Jefferson. Those 300 people are going to vote, probably 90% of them vote blue. So we got to take a break here. That's, you know, but it's a point. And that's one thing that's always concerned me. You know, you want to talk about the state of Jefferson, and you carve it out, and it's got great tax laws and freedom and all this. I'd say within 2 years, they're going to be inundated with blue.
It's a dream.
It's a great dream.
Hooray for the dream. It ain't going to happen because of egos.
Egos at the federal level. 8:31 in the morning. We're here with Ken Murray. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Home Helpers. Sharon Clark and Home Helpers, 15 years in business, and just an absolute success. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon and her people are there to help you. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back with Ken Murray.
Help us. You have no clue, and still you tell us what to do. We don't know you, what you face. It's time to start a brand new state. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
We believe in freedom. We believe in God and guns. We believe in working hard till the working day is done. Teach your children to follow their hearts. Teach them right from wrong. One day this will be their land. And this will be their song, yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fight Radio. In the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 57 degrees out there. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day today. We're going to start getting a little cloudier and rainier later on this week. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Judy Maxwell knows what she's talking about. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Give her a call at 221-0441. We're here with Ken Murray, and we talk on Tuesdays. Ken comes in on Tuesdays.
To raise your blood pressure.
Never raises my blood pressure because I just sit there and giggle.
You know, I went to Judy Maxwell for my supplemental for my Medicare, and she saved me $50 a month.
Well, and she's one that handles my life insurance. Got us great deals. And here's a couple of things here that people have commented. Is Ken all right? He sounds like he may be ailing, maybe losing his ability to reason. Hey, let's go to the phones.
The first defense of a person who doesn't agree with you is to attack you personally, not what you say.
His mind and perspectives are different. Let's go to the phones. Vent, good morning. Do you have some comments today?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, gotta kind of wonder about Ken's comment here.
Can you
turn
that up?
The whole idea behind the SOJ. What's that?
Can you talk louder or get closer?
Hold on a second.
There you go.
And no comments about the SOJ thing. You know what? I get it that they're obviously, I'm not a big adamant person. I don't attend meetings or anything like that. But the premise behind what would be in it for the Republicans seems pretty obvious. I mean, we've got this huge blue wall that goes from the Canadian border to, you know, northern Mexico. And for them to be able to have a way to have a red dot right in the middle of it seems like it would be pretty obvious strategic reasons. But then I also agree with you, Carl, when it comes to the idea that, you know, all right, so this whole thing comes to be, how red is it really going to remain? You can imagine if something happened and there was like Brexit, you given 2 years to put together all your state constitution and everything, because it's been declared that we will become the 51st state. Well, then at that stage, every billionaire that there is isn't going to give up the opportunity to be able to plan the effects of this new state. So you're going to have Bloomberg and Soros and all of them rushing people in. And you can imagine that, you know, for them to dump $500 million into, you know, bringing people in that are going to buy homes, become property owners, immediately become council members and, you know, try to infiltrate all through the government and make the decisions that are necessary for us to become a state. I mean, it'd be the gold rush. I mean, it would be, you know, like 1849. I mean, it would be all over doing this again.
I think the Democrats ought to really get on board with something like this, frankly, and say, yeah, you know, this is a great idea because, you know, I agree. I think that they would just, it would be purple in a year and it would be blue in 2 years.
Look, I don't have any problem with the aspirations of the state of Jefferson. I think they're right on. I have a problem with the practical. The egos in the Senate aren't going to vote for it. Therefore,
I get that, but I think they will. But I think it's for reasons a little bit different.
Yeah.
I think
that they will want to have that red spot. it's protecting that red spot that's going to be the task, because I've heard the argument that, yeah, you know, oh, it's going to be the poorest state in the union. I totally disagree. I think it's going to have that rush where businesses and other people are not going to want to be here, but others that feel like they have to be here in order to protect this blue wall that's been created out here.
Yeah.
So I think that they'll immediately rush in. I think we'd be, I mean, I agree with you, Carl. I think it's something that the blue, you know, administration would, they should get behind it, because quite frankly, over the long term, they would be getting another two senators.
I think so too. Okay, Vint, thanks for your phone call.
Thanks, guys.
Now, we have somebody that's been involved in this for the whole time. Terry, good morning.
Hi, Terry.
Terry, you're
on. How are you guys doing this morning?
Okay, my thesis on this, or my thought on this, and Vint and I...
Wait a minute. Everybody knows your thought.
No.
I want to hear Terry tell me why 100 egoists in the federal government are going to vote yes to dilute their number by two more.
Well, let me go. I can answer that, but
that's the part
I
want to know.
I do want to say is that let's take a look at what's happened in reality. Reality is that Doug LaMalfa took us aside for 3 hours in Fall River. We talked about it. Doug LaMalfa heads up the committee to bring in new states like Puerto Rico. Reality is that after his debate with Audrey Denny, he took my wife and I to dinner to talk to us about these types of things. Reality is we have a court case, Ken, that's separate from the state of Jefferson. This, because as you know, and I know, and everyone knows, you can't separate a state with the judicial branch. As you said, and correctly so, it has to be the legislative branches of the said state and the United States government, the Senate and the House. When we talk about the court case is for increasing representation in the state of California. So they're two different issues.
I happen to believe in that.
Okay. Pardon me?
I'm for that.
Well, that's when anyway, here's the deal. So when we go to court, we want to increase the representation that was capped in 1862. When the state of California had 417,000 people, and they capped it at 40 senators and 80 in the assembly. As we graduated further on down the road, the senators broke out into different counties, and prior to 1964, each county had their own senator. That'd be very similar to the federal model of government, two senators, no matter how big or how small a state is, in the House based upon population. So, what happened there is we never increased after 1862, even though we ratified the Constitution again in 1879. So what happened is that we ended up with almost 40 million more people and not one representative. When we went to court, which we've been in twice already, when we went to court, we were told that our issue was very serious. Even Mr. Waters, who represented the Secretary of State, who is the Assistant Attorney General of the state of California, said, yes, it's a very serious issue. We were going through a three-judge court, which at first the judge did give us, and then she rescinded that. Two things about that. Why federal court? Why a three-judge court? A three-judge court's appellate process automatically, in a case of lack of representation or dilution of vote, according to Shapiro versus McManus, which was one of Judge Scalia's last decisions that he was in on and actually spearheaded, stated that the only way you couldn't get a three-judge court is if the case was found frivolous. Our judge gave us a three-judge court, and then she rescinded it. That's never happened, Ken, in the history of the United States, where a judge on a federal case for lack of representation or dilution of vote has asked for a three-judge court and then a week later rescinded it. Never happened before. The reason it happened is she went to the Ninth Circuit and sought advice, which is highly irregular. Do you know who Kavanaugh is?
Yeah, but I don't know how this affects
the 100 egos. But I want to explain it to you because obviously you don't know how the procedure works. So what can the court do? They can't make a state, right? But what can they do? What they can do is say, you know what? This holds water. What happened here holds water. These people need more representation. How that looks, California, and how you do that is up to you and the plaintiffs. But you got to go in a room and figure it out.
Okay.
If we go to the benchmark of 1862, that's one senator for about every 10,000.
Okay.
And it's one assemblyman for every five.
That's state senator and state
assembly.
Well,
that would be pretty crazy, wouldn't it, with 40 million people, right?
But that's state senators.
Pardon me?
That's state senators.
This is all state. Everything I'm talking about is state.
And what I'm talking about...
No.
But what I'm talking about is federal.
Well, the federal, you can go to federal first. We have had already a supervisor. His name is Ray Hallop. Siskiyou County, who's talked to President Trump. There's a lot of things that people don't know. There's a lot of things happening people don't know. Do we get the state or not? We all hope we could. It seems to be the only remedy of a smaller state in getting representation that's adequate. But the important point about California is the fact that they would have to change the ratio somehow, some way, to a benchmark close to what we had in 1879.
Terry, I agree with everything you're saying.
Good.
But you're not explaining to me how 100 senators in the U.S. Senate are going to be convinced to vote to dilute their numbers.
Well, here's the thing, and here's why they would. Here's why they would. It wouldn't dilute their numbers, for one thing. Carl's spot on, because what you're talking about is the Senate, right? That's what you're talking about. That's you'll get a bit of an increase in the Assembly, but what you're going to talk about is the Senate. Remember I said, now I'm sure you understand this, that every state has two senators, no matter how big or how little, in the United States Senate, correct?
Yep.
You know why that is?
We're a republic, not a democracy.
Well, actually, that's very true, but why is it? It's because Madison understood that the smaller townships, cities, and different suburbs and villages had to have the same representation and representation in a representative form of government as the bigger cities like Boston, New York, and Charleston. So we had that federal model up until 1964, as I've explained already. So now, when you look at that, if there are two senators coming in for Puerto Rico or Washington, D.C., if they try to do that,
And besides that, you only need 50 plus one senator to do that, according to the Constitution, Article 4, Section 3.
Which is a simple majority in both the said legislative body of the said state. That's why people who talk about Oregon being with us don't know what they're talking about, because Oregon can't separate from California, and it's not secession.
And you only need 50 plus one also in the Congress.
And Doug LaMalfa doesn't take people aside and talk to them. And some other senators we've talked to don't take them aside unless they're going along with the party line.
Okay.
And you have to appease, right? So that would mean if Puerto Rico came in and you would have an equal balance in the United States Senate. But they're still going to have to deal with California, Ken. They still are going to have to deal.
Hey, Terry, I've gone way over our break time here. You're right, and we've in the sense of how that would happen, and how when the lawsuit finishes, there's got to be worked out how it's going to happen.
Sure.
So anyway, thank you so much for your call and your comments. We've got to take a quick break here. It's 8:48 in the morning, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Kind of short and kind of square, to the foam in his mustache. His voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment.
Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Real people, real winners. If someone told you that there's a chance you could attend the classiest horse race of the year, what would you do? All it takes is a trip down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Kentucky Derby Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win tickets to attend the Kentucky Derby, a three-night stay at Hilton Garden Inn, round-trip airfare, Lexington Horse Farms, and a Buffalo Trace Distillery tour and private transportation to and from the race. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free entries. Every 200 points gets you an entry. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win. Drawing Sundays at 8 p.m. Final drawing is Sunday, March 31st, where you could win a Kentucky Derby package at Churchill Downs. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is not just a horse race. It's the biggest race of the year. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They go by appointments only, so give them a call, 244-9478. I'm here with Ken Murray, and we've been talking about a variety of subjects. And okay, Ken, we're ready. What's your next one?
Chiropractors.
Ooh, chiropractors.
Now, I have to
I go to
you.
A chiropractor. In fact, I'm going today.
By and large, I like chiropractors, and I've gone to them for years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But then I see this story in the newspaper about some chiropractor in Bella Vista who's countermanding a doctor's advice about cancer treatments or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, what does a chiropractor know about cancer? But then I saw a sign the other day. And some of these chiropractors are also nutrition counselors. That's all good. That's good. Taking care of your body is good.
Hormones, vitamins, all those kind of things.
It's all fine.
Right.
I saw a chiropractor sign the other day that says, come in for your seasonal flu adjustment. Chiropractors advertising for a seasonal flu adjustment? Flu's a virus, right?
I thought it was.
Yeah. Well, then why don't you go in for your seasonal polio adjustment or your seasonal AIDS adjustment. Those are viruses also. You know, I have a very low opinion of chiropractors who are, from my point of view, charlatans. And most are great. Good health practices, good nutrition practices, you know, they adjust your spine or your neck or whatever it needs to be adjusted, align you, all of that stuff.
Works for me.
Has absolutely nothing to do with curing viruses or preventing viruses.
And I don't think the vast majority of them even say anything like that.
I don't either.
Yeah. What do you think about a designated campsite for the homeless in the city?
You know, they did that down in...
Some people say we used to have that at South City Park, but that's been pushed.
It was in Riverside County. I forget what town did that. They set aside an area for that. And it worked initially. Then it became overwhelmed, and then just became a mass garbage dump.
So you're against that then?
Not for it or against it. I don't have any problem with people living in tents. Okay. Like I say, I grew up in a tent.
Mm-hmm.
But we could experiment with that. I don't have a problem experimenting with that. But we got to think about sanitary waste facilities and the cost of that. And we have to think about the
policing of it.
The policing of it, you know. So I think it's a fruitful area for discussion. I'm not sure it solves the problem.
Okay, we don't have a lot of time left. The city council voted 3-2 to increase fees on home building, and now they added construction of businesses and commercial buildings to raise money for future parks. And this was a 3-2 vote and has raised some controversy. What's your thoughts on that?
For me, parks have been a problem forever. I mean, it goes back to when Lake Reading Estates was approved, and the approved plans called for the dedication of several pocket parks in it. The developer paid the fee, donated the land, and the city never built the parks. And ultimately, the city sold the plots as excess land.
Mm-hmm.
I think if the city had a plan that makes some kind of sense, including long-term maintenance, that's one thing. But
and maintenance was not included in that.
Just having dirt for a future park does nothing for me. We got dirt all over this town. I mean, at one point when I was looking at that, they had plans for four, dividing the city into quadrants and making a major park in each quadrant. Currently we have two. Right, the one down here and the one over in Enterprise. And there was one planned for wherever that pond is over off Shasta View that has not come to fruition, that the city owns the land. So I want to separate park fees from other kinds of fees. Fees, in my opinion, should be the direct cost of providing the service. No profit. No hanky-panky. If a service costs X to provide, then the fee should cover X. Parks are important because parks affect crime. More parks, lower crime. I mean, it's a demonstrated fact.
Now,
your experience with South City Park may be different. And it has been different. But ultimately, the police will tell you that having youth activities in parks reduces crime rates overall.
Well, no, I can understand it because they're saying that at the soccer field, which is another bone of contention. And now we have to run. But there were no police calls at all at the soccer park last year.
I don't have to run.
No,
you
I have to run.
Well,
I
you got to go run out to your truck and practice, you know, talking like a girl turkey. I know what you have to do.
Ken Murray, I'm so happy that when he comes here, and I'm even happier when he leaves. No. Everybody, tomorrow, Sheriff Tom Bosinka will join Linda and I on the show, and we have a couple of little surprises for you, too. Thanks for being with us today at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.